Knock, knock. Hello there, handsome. I'm Nurse Noelle, and I will be taking care of you today. The doctor is busy with a lot of her other patients, so she said that you were a simple case. Just to check up, and I understand you have 2 broken wrists and a few fractured bones in your hands? See, you were skating and fell hard, breaking everything, huh? Silly boys, always trying to show off. Well, looking at your casts, everything seems to be in order. You just won't have the use of your hands until they come off. How long? Let me see. According to the file, it looks like it's going to be a while. You're looking at a few more months at least before there's any hope of removing them. Yes, I know not having the use of your hands is a burden. Well, anyway, do you have any other complaints that need to be checked out? Excuse me? You're having an aching sensation where? Your testicles. Well, there could be a number of reasons for that. Have you fallen on them in some way? No? How about any rising knees from disgruntled women? No. Well, I guess I will need to do an examination. Just let me remove your pants so we can have a look. Oh my God. Sorry, I mean, wow. That thing is huge. I don't mean to be unprofessional, but Jesus, your girlfriend is a very lucky lady. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were single. Wait, she broke up with you right after your accident? What a bitch. Okay, anyway, just let me get down on my knees here and let's move your big guy out of the way. Have a look at the trouble. Oh, wow. Your testicles are almost as impressive as your cock. They're huge. I will need to touch them to check them for any abnormalities that could explain your discomfort. Let's just have a feel. Whoa, they don't even fit in the palm of my hand. I have to do them one at a time. Like they're duck eggs or softballs. Christ. Okay, well, I don't feel anything abnormal. Certainly looks like someone is very happy to see me. Well, let's not poke my eye out. Never mind. I guess we're past that point. Look at him, like a proud soldier standing in salute. Well, looking at your testicles, I think I can see the problem. Let me ask you about your recent sexual activity. None? Oh, dear. When was the last time you ejaculated? I see. It was before your girlfriend left you. Wait, am I understanding this right? So you were holding back so she could orgasm, and right after she came, she just hopped off your dick and left? And you didn't take care of yourself after? Oh, I see. You thought you were going to get laid soon after. Oh, you poor thing. And then the next day you broke your hands. And that's when she dumped you? That was 2 months ago. You can't take care of it yourself because of the casts. Well, have you tried? Oh, you've tried, but no one seems to want you with those huge casts in your hands. So you haven't got any then, huh? It's terrible. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about it all. I mean, I guess your pain isn't in vain, though. At least she got off, right? Sometimes a man has to take one for the team. Given how women are treated in society, let's be real. It's just about the least a man could do for us. Anyway, I'm so sorry, hon. Your poor balls. Probably backed up with so much sperm. I bet your little tadpoles are sprouting legs at this point. Oh. So it seems so obvious that the aching feeling in your testicles is just a severe case of blue balls. men really should ejaculate once or twice a day. And going into entire months without release is bound to cause some issues. Good news is, it isn't dangerous or anything like that. But we really should have you properly ejaculate. Given your situation, it will probably be best if we work you up so that we can drain as much as possible out of those big nuts. If we go too quickly, we won't get all of it, and the aching will come back sooner rather than later. The other thing we need to mimic a pussy is to really trick your body into releasing as much as possible. So I'm going to use my hand, and I will hold it tight. As I only have my own to go on here, I suppose I'm about this tight. What do you mean you've never been with a girl that tight? Flatterer. And we will also need to use similar lubrication. Luckily, we keep Vaseline here. You've never been with a girl this slippery either? Oh, well, I guess then this will feel amazing for you, huh? Okay. So here we go. Oh, you are so thick. I can barely get my hand around it. I have to say it's really unfair. We women have our assets on prominent display. You know how big our boobs and butts are just by looking. In order for us to find out if our man is well endowed, we basically have to get him completely naked. Maybe if women knew you were packing such a huge tool, they would be willing to help you out. Oh man, the look on your face right now. I guess 2 months of testosterone buildup really messes with a guy. Whoa there, killer. No shooting off just yet. Look at your cock bobbing up and down. I even see some pre-cum starting to dribble. But we need to take our time to really get you ready to explode. That way your body will let out as much of the cum as possible. Let's start again. Man, I cannot get over how huge this thing is. Maybe I should use two hands. You'd like that? Okay. I can't imagine how great this is going to feel. I usually come a few times a day. If I had to wait as long as you did. Whoa, that was close. You tried to trick me and act like you weren't about to come. But I could feel you pulsing. I know when to let go. Gosh, you have so much pre-cum. You're like a leaky faucet. Now, don't try to trick me. I'm basically your only hope of releasing all that tension in your body. Just relax. You're in good hands. Yes, I know it is making them ache worse, but it will be all worth it once you get all of that semen out of your heavy balls. Oh, it's gotta be big trying to fit that in any cunt. Oh, it's just positively huge. You just split them wide open, don't you, baby? Okay, pause for another minute. I know it hurts. But it's gonna be so good when you finally get to explode. Okay. All right. This is it, sweetie. No tricks. Nothing. I think you're finally ready. Oh, I can't wait to see the fireworks show this monster thing is gonna put on for me. I wish I could have ridden it, but that would just be unprofessional. I'm gonna go a bit faster. Oh, look at you. Your cock is bursting at the seams. Your balls are getting tight in their pouch. Yes, you're almost there. Oh, come on, baby. You got this. Oh, shit. Sorry. Let me just see who that is. I know you're a bit in pain, but just keep your groaning down. Yes? Has it really been that long? Yes, I know. He needed a basic checkup, but he had some, questions, and I've been answering them. Okay, I understand. Yes, we're done. I'll send him on his way. Sorry, back. So, I'm really sorry about this, but you're gonna need to get going. I know you're right there, but I really need to move on to other patients. The doctor's told me I've been spending way too much time in here with you, and she's right. Here, let me help you with your pants. Ooh, I better be careful with that zipper, huh? I mean, you'll never be able to finish. Ouchie. Okay, there we go, honey. I'm sorry, I know. I basically just recreated the same conditions that happened months ago. And I know I just made the ache like 10 times worse. I really wish I could have finished you off, but duty calls. You know, it just occurred to me, if I'd have let you explode right away like you almost did, you would feel significantly better, but no. Oh, I insisted on building you right up to the edge a bunch of times. Now your balls are probably so blue. They're purple. Oh, don't take it so hard, if you pardon the pun. The bright side of this is that it will motivate you to really get out there and get some, huh? It's not like you were going to come in a real pussy anyway. It would be so much better if it was inside a real woman. I mean, I recommend taking cold showers and applying ice to help with the swelling. Hopefully, I will see you at your next appointment in a few months. Good luck out there, sweetie.